In order, שיצא הדין להאמין, פירש הריבון שאפילו החיה יפחה ברוצה, ויהי מה קושתה, דיינה שאני בעצמי קושתה דיינה, שאני בעצמי ביררתי איך, ואימו יוכל להפיר בזכוסי, הוא יום מהפך. So in other words, Shafil,
as the Tam, so it also implies
a Chayim, Yifra Berotze, V'yema Kushtena, Shani Ba'atzmi Berarti Lech, V'yemoyach V'yochel Abba Bishrusi, Hoyom Ha'afich.
So that means,
in other words, if let's say,
The Torah is marked against the
Baledim, each litigant chooses his dying.
So then,
in all probability, the one who turns out to be Chayim will not say, well, they didn't handle it properly. They won't object.
It's in paradox.
They won't object.
In other words,
so, because the Torah himself chose his dying, so how can he complain?
The Yoshiv is on Mitzrayim.
The Rebbe apparently did not know.
So what is the time and what is the Yisrael?
So he says, Shafil ha'ayev yifchav rotzim yim ha'kush tetayim. Shani v'atzmi v'ra'oteh. V'imo yoyochil ha'afir b'shutzi hoyom ha'afir.
But we could say. V'im
hu'a temash makach ha'chibush. Shemitev shebir zeh shalei v'zeh shalei.
Is the
time. Ushleyem ha'shlishi. Yeitzi adin la'amitei b'loyimus. שיועין שוב ולא ילגו מהפכים לחברו מהפכים לזכות ולא ילהלך from the Russian of taste as it's mashma like the Rosh. You see, we have a machleke between the Rosh and the Yazruach whether the Beire, the Nivre of a certain Baldi whether he has the right to be Mahavir Bishrusi of his tzad more than Bishrusi of the other. I mean, all agree that he has to consider everything in good faith and not to overlook anything and not to omit mentioning something that he knows that is to the detriment of the party that chose him. And in other words, if, let's say, a certain Nivra, let's say, if the Nivra of the Tebea or the Nivra of the Nitva, let's say, knows of something that is to the detriment of the side, the tzad that chose him, and he doesn't mention it, then he's able to allow him to use Adi. Everybody. The question is, each Nivra, does he have the right to delve more laboriously into the schusim of his tzad and into the schusim of the other? So the Rosh says no. He has to be completely objective and impartial, and he has to delve equally into the schusim of one as into the schusim of the other, or into the chiv of one. As into the chiv, and if he does mehaper b'shusay, if he's mehaper b'shusay of one more than into the other, so he is mevatel the eser b'tzedek tishvat misachol. I mean, what does tzedek tishvat misachol mean? That the dayan has to be mashma. He has to treat them equally. If he's mehaper, so according to the Rosh, even as a blow, if one nivra is mehaper b'shusay of this tzad more than the b'shusay of the other. So he is even the essay, obviously, that he is mechuyev to be mashu because he should treat them equal. The Yozorua is ready. The Yozorua says, no, here it does not involve a violation of the Tzedek Tishvat HaMesechon. Why? Because just as he is allowed to be mechuyev b'shusay of his tzad more than the shus of the other, so the other dayan will be mechuyev b'shusay of his tzad more than his shus. So in Mele, so the net result will be that they will get equal to
effect that the Torah says
there will be a balance of a verbal exchange
of not
so the net result will be that they'll have that the Baladin will get equal treatment. But everybody agrees that he's not allowed to overlook anything. in the case. Now, from the Lashon and the Ram, has both Lashonis.
Because when the Ram,
now, from the Rivon, it's much more like the Lashon. Because he doesn't mention anything about the Dayan, about the Dayan being happy with Chus of War. He only mentions that the advantage of the Zabloyi is that even the litigants will not complain.
No derail shamish.
Even the litigants will not
complain. So the law of returning to Mitzrayim applies only if one
now
lives there with the intention of
Shnei Dayonim Beirul Eila. Name it Rav Yudah Omar Rav Kamik. The Omar Rav Yudah Omar Rav. Eilu Eidim Chais Mila Ashtar. Elim Keyedim Chaisim Imoen.
You are allowed to go to Mitzrayim.
Why?
Business, let's say, business.
Because Rashi says, "Shemo yachtem imoy nidechot."
So the pasuk
umvatlo ediskulor. Vinimtzu elu beish
to deduce.
Vinimtzu now, suppose one aid
signs
together with another aid to his
emotion.
Now suppose Reuben and Shimon. I mean, Reuben and Shimon are not brothers.
There are two Rabbis in the Torah.
So they sign together, Ishtar. And then he turns. So suppose Reuben knows that Shimon is a postulator.
Whether he gets the
Susan. He's a Rosh. He's a postulator. So then he's even, Reuben is even the Rabbi.
From any country in the world, it doesn't make any difference.
He's a Rosh. Now let's see.
Whether he gets it from
the Rabbi, from the Boring, in Shuez, it appears that they even have a Sheikh Atirah.
But as far as the love of the Yavali Susan is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. How is Mavis Susan? Whether he's Mavis, whether he gets it from Mitzrayim or he gets it from Hashem. Oh, like we have Susan. Then that's one love. Then there is another love. We will Yoshi Esau Mitzrayim or Riman Harbis. So maybe the pshat is that we Yoshi Esau Mitzrayim or Harbisus. Harbisus is that even though there is a general love of returning to Mitzrayim, even if it's not for the purpose of being Barbasus. But insofar as the general love of returning to Mitzrayim is concerned, so it's only if it stays there in Shemish status. But if he stays there temporarily, if his intention is to stay there temporarily, then there is no love. Masha'im came, he goes to Mitzrayim for the purpose of acquiring Susim. So even if he doesn't have the intention to stay there permanently, he's only making a temporary visit for a month. But if the purpose of the temporary visit for a month is to get Susi, so he's ever alive. So there is one love not to stay permanently in Israel. With Susi, with Susi or without Susi, just to live with the Hishtakus in Israel. Another love, even to visit Mitzrayim temporarily for the purpose of being Malchus. That's how we do it. So, as a matter of fact, the Pshat and the Pasuk could be like that. And the Ramban and Chumash explained the Pasuk that way. I don't know, I mean, that Rabbi Gleiga doesn't mention the Ramban and Chumash. The Ramban and Chumash is not so explicit. But you look up the Ramban and Chumash, so you'll see that the Ramban explains the Pasuk that way, that there are two Yisurim, two Lav, Rakuyav and Yisusim. So he says, whether Yamar Besusim from Mitzrayim, Mar Besusim from Asho, Erechino, it doesn't make any difference. And then another Lav, he shouldn't return to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't send his servants to Mitzrayim in order to accumulate Susim.
I mean, Dayin
Lidayon. He send his servants to Mitzrayim in order to...
Sheyedea l'chavir eshu gadlen.
His servants to
Mitzrayim. שידיה בחביר שהוא גז להם, מניין שלו יצטרף, הנה תלמדים את דבר שקט יום.
He sent his servants to Mitzrayim on a trip for a month, for 3 months, in order to accumulate Susim. So even though, if it's not for the purpose of Susim, to visit Mitzrayim for a month is mutter. But for the purpose of accumulating Susim.
So the Gemara mentions in Shavuos
the
Mashek Atiyah.
So the Ramban.
The Rambam.
But the Kashi is not the Kashi. Here the Gemara.
The Rambam mentions
in Perik Yud Milchus Eides Halacha Aleph, Hori Shoy Yipsul Eides Matir, Shnei Maltos Yotrum Bosho Liyiz Chomos, Shem Shmu Alomdu, Otosh Yisrosho Eid, Vafilo Yit Kosha Shidni Vachadiru Shehu Roshe, Vnari Yoni Makir Gishi Oso Lo Yidimei, Avo Pisho Eides Emes.
Even though he knows that he's
a Roshe, but he's just blind the truth, Mipnei Shem Mistari Vim Nimsa Zaha Kosha Heish Yis Yodim Roshe, Ach Niskabu, he to say, and then he says, Vin Tzokhlim Arit Kosha Shidni Vachadiru So the Rambam mentions Yimori Yishuyis mentions that if one who is a kosher is with star with another to testify to the truth, but Ruby knows that Shimon is a roshi, so he's in Vashakatir. But the Rambam says that not only Vashakatir, also, Otosh Yotrem Rosh. So it's a Nisagom. Now the question is, why do we say here, in the Yidim Chesim Ashtam, in the Chesim Moen? So why? Shem Yachtim Moen, in the Chot Post, in Vatli, the school, in the Tzeh Beishi, why does Rashi have to resort to Beishi? It's a love that I say, Mo Rashi Katil, it's like a Nisarese. But Otosh Yotrem Rosh,
to go to Mitzrayim.
So it's a Nisa the Rai, say it's not a question of being a
Jewish.
So the answer is in Chame. That if somebody knows that the other fellow is a Roshe and is still joins him in a certain testimony, so then it's a Nisa the Rai, say to Jewish. But here we're talking Nastav. So there's a Cheskes Kashres. Why should he be Cheshe? Every Jew has a Cheskes Kashres. So he's not Mechuyev to be Cheshe. So the melee, even let's say, suppose it turns out, if somebody joins with another person in sign with and he didn't check on the other person, and they call him to sign with him, he didn't check on his character, his behavior, and so on. So, and he's signing the name. And then he finds out later that the other one is a
Kazakh.
So what? So we're not going to say that he was even allowed. He was even allowed of Altoshes Yotroim Rosho or the Isam Zvat Shekatir Chok, except that he was a Shekik and all of no, in this case, when is one even allowed of Altoshes Yotroim Rosho or with a Shekatir Chok, if knowingly he joins with the Rosh? But if he doesn't know, and Al-Pedin is mechuyev to consider him as a tzadik, because it's kashres, so even if it turns out later that he was a Rosh, the other co-witness, but he's not even allowed altogether. It's not Shei Gonus. He's not even allowed altogether. So that's why Rashi has to mention Beish, because he's not in there, and he's there. After all, he in good faith joined with the other person, with the co-witness inside the Shtar, in good faith. And Al-Pedin, he had to have that good faith. He had to assume that the other fellow is a tzaddik. But then it turned out that he's not a tzaddik. He's in a hogut, the other fellow. So the melee, he was not even an Isa. Not even Beinus is even Isa.
So
the Isa is only when knowingly you are mitzvah with someone who is
possible.
But if you don't know that the other fellow is a possible, and Al-Pedin, you have to assume that he's a Cheskes Kashres. So maybe you're not even a Beinus.
Wages he has to pay.
No Avele. But still, soldiers. Still, Nikia does.
Not more.
So I mean, but it's not a proper thing, because it can occasion them embarrassment. Alright. So, nimi b'Rav Yudah Marav komiflik. Domar Rav Yudah Marav, eino eidim, chis mil ashtar, ki eidim chisim emoe. So, Rav Meir, Leslie, Rav Yudah Marav. So Rav Meir disagrees with the member of Rav Yudah Marav that it's improper for eidim to chas man ashtar until they know. So, Meile, he has nothing to be chisim. So, he says, the two litigants, they choose the shomesh. But then maybe maybe it's not hogum. So that chesh is whatever. Tilka das alion bino, she evolved with me, she be more and more hope. So maybe we cannot. So the Dayonim, the true Nivorim, cannot sit Levim with virtual. Who knows who he is? The litigants, because of ulterior motives, might choose as Ishomish someone who is not holy, who is not indecent. So that's why the Chachamim say that we cannot rely upon the litigants in choosing Ishomish. So the Gemara now assumed that the machlokes between Reb Meir and the Chachamim is on the question as to whether the Nidunim choose the Shorish or the Dayonim, the two Nivrorim Dayonim choose the Shorish. So the Gemara says, Omar, the cool army is leader of the Omar.
By imposing a tax upon
so the male of Idasa Dayonim Kulaum with the so the male also agrees
because we don't let
the Midunim, the litigants, the Balidrov, choose the show.
But we learn
we don't let
that the Bizo.
So they by themselves should decide who the Sholish is. Because if they by themselves decide who the Sholish is, so then they might choose someone that is not whole.
So
that is not whole.
So
everybody agrees that the das of the consent of the two Nivrorim Dayonim is required for the appointment of the Shorish. But the Malik sees that Meir holds that not only is the consent of the Nivrorim, not only is the consent of the Dayonim and Nivrorim required for the appointment of the Shorish. But the consent of the litigants is also necessary for the appointment of the Shorish. Whereas the Chachamim say no, all that is needed is the consent of the Dayonim and the Nivrorim, but not the consent of the litigants. So the Dayonim and the Nivrorim have the authority to choose Ishomish in face of the opposition of the
litigants. Benefit for his own affluence.
So the Gemara says.
So even
the Kulam, the Rabbi Yomarash, the Dad, the 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 Yomarash, the Dad, the
Yomarash,
the Dad, the Yomarash, the Dad, the Yomarash, the Dad, the
Yomarash,
the Dad, the
Yomarash,
the Dad, the Yomarash, the
Dad,
the Yomarash, the כך הוא מקדש בשוואי, איש לא יחיץ מלשתר כנעיידים, מחיסים ממהם, לא ישבים בדין, אלא אם כן ידים מי ישב ממהם, לכנוסים בסודה, אלא אם כן ידים מי מייסב ממהם.
וכן הוא יעבור לכסף איזור, בו היה בנזנוזו, אלא כדלית נספן יוסף ובדשייס פיקולי מחלי איזור.
So, רשי says, רבון ניסו רב יהודה, אם קדס על יונים בינון, שיבוררו מי יש דמויהם אודם הוגו. Then the Bach mentions. The Bach mentions. Nichta bizarro. Svor machet. So the Rambam here says in Rashi, another certain manuscript, it's a long piece of Rashi that Bach mentions. שיהיו הויו בלדיני, בלדיני, שמו לא יהיו הו, ויהיו השניים יחילים לימה, אינו יישו עם זה, לפי שמביישים
איזה.
אבו, כשבייר לי זה אחות מזה אחות, אם אחות מהם אומר, אין יישו עם זה, אין לא חשוב כך, לרגה, כיסופה דקת ומתחילים, בצבו שנוב רשי, צנעתי מהו תגר. Svorim Achir. Now, so what does Rashi say? So Rashi, so we see from this Rashi that the reason is to why. Now, the reason is to why the Rabbonu said. I mean, I mean, the scholars of Gemara is not only the Rabbonah. I mean that even the Meor, because that's the scholars of Gemara, that everybody agrees that the Rayonim must give their consent, the two Mivrori Rayonim must give their consent to the Shorish. Otherwise, he cannot be chosen. So, why? Why must the Dayoni give the consent? Even Rav Meir agrees that the Dayoni must give the consent. But he says that the Nidunim also have to give the consent. But the Dayonim certainly, why must the Dayoni give the consent? That means, suppose the litigants will choose a shortage. So it's both agree as to a shortage. And when the Dayoni will not agree, so then
to the extent
he cannot serve as a shortage. So what's the reason as to why the Dayonim's consent, the two important Dayonim's consent is necessary for the appointment of the Shogish?
If it's through guilt, so spoil,
because
means, if, as long as it's
if
not,
it will not,
the
if the Shogish will people, not so be approved by the Dayonim, so then it will be embarrassing, it will be embarrassing to the Dayonim.
Of accommodating, of supporting.
So, Shem will take. She knew how your Baladini barely, if it had been left over to the Baladini, suppose the Baladini will appoint someone at the show. Shem will ye ogut. Will you ashnai mechil leim arin ye shime im zel if ishem vay shime. So then it will be very embarrassing. Let's say the Baladini will choose someone who is not a hogan. And it will be very embarrassing for the Dayonim Divorim to say, we don't want to sit with this guy. He's not a nice man. I mean, how can they say that? They don't want to embarrass him. So Rashi was bothered by Kashi. So then each Nivrer should also require the consent of the other Nivrer. So as a matter of fact, let's say that each Nivra requires the consent of the other. Suppose that the Veya chooses one as a Nivra. And then the Nivra and the Nitva chooses somebody else. Suppose that the Veya says that the Veya's Nivra says, I don't want to sit with this person.
Even
so then, he cannot
sit. The needs of the people. All right.
So that's the one lotion in the Rav. And he says, Isaiah. But Rashi, but there is another lotion in the Rav.
Now,
that the consent of the Dayonim is only essential for the Shosh, but not for the Nivron. So in other words, so let's say one Baldin, let's say the Nitva can choose someone as his Dayan in face of the opposition of the Dayan of the
Tevye.
He cannot say, I don't like this, I don't like this, this, this one as a Dayan.
Because
I don't like this one as a Dayan.
I mean, the Chol,
he cannot say it.
The Chol not only supported,
Rashi was bothered.
Even the family.
Rashi was bothered. As we say,
why?
That the Sholish requires the consent of the Dayon.
So
even the Baladin agree to some of the Sholish. But if the Dayonim don't agree, the Nivorim don't agree, so he cannot serve the Sholish. Why? Because if the Baladin could choose the Shogish without the consent of the Dayonim, so it will be conducive to the embarrassment and the humiliation of the Dayonim Divorim. They will be forced to sit together with someone that they consider as an Odom Shinohol, and they will be ashamed to say
it. In other words, one could say,
that a Baldin should not be able to choose his Dayan if he's not acceptable to the Dayan of the other one.
For the same reason,
why humiliate
and embarrass.
If the Baal Din chose the Shogosh
without even consulting,
so
the Tudayon would be holding, so then it will necessarily result in the embarrassment, it might result in the embarrassment of the Tudivot, Mashiachim, when we say that one body, that one body can choose his own diet. So then it will not put the other diet in a dilemma, because if the other diet doesn't like to sit so with this diet, all he has to do is to say, I don't like to sit with this diet. And then he will not be inhibited in doing it. Why? Because inasmuch as the Sholish was not appointed here, it was not chosen, so the Beis Din was not selected. So he will not be inhibited in saying, I don't want to sit with that guy. Mashiachim, when the two Dayonim were already chosen, and then the Baal Din chose the third one, so the whole Beis Din is already selected, then the Dayonim, even if they don't want to sit together, they don't like to sit together with this Sholish, so they'll be inhibited in saying, So you see from this Rashi two things. First of all, that only regarding the choice of the Sholish, so the consent of the Dayanim is in his name. But regarding the choice of a Nivra, the consent of the other Baldi is not necessary. And also, the reason is to why the consent of the Dayoni is needed for the appointment of the Shomi and the Baal Din themselves. Without consulting the Dayoni cannot decide who the Shomi should be. Is because if the Baal Din themselves could decide who the Shomi should be without consulting the Dayoni Nivroim, so then it will be conducive to the embarrassment and the inhibition in the Dayoni Nivroim. And that should not be allowed. I mean, that the Dayoni Tamizvorim should be inhibited in expressing the disfavor for the Sholish.
I mean, it's not to be
right now.
What Chazal means is when a person, especially when a leader, commits an avere, so you don't see the repercussions. You don't see, but years later you see. So, what was one of the repercussions or the consequences of Shlomo's sin? That many years later, the Beis Hamikdash was chored, and Jews went into exile, and Jews became assimilated. But anyone who observed, I mean, the behavior of the Jews at the time Shlomo married Paspari couldn't notice anything. But great.
The Rambam Pirusha Mishnah mentions another reason as to why, the consent of the Baal is necessary. Because if the Baal Din would have anything to say in the appointment of the Sholish, so then the Dayan might unconsciously become favor that he disposed towards one of the
Balinim.
Now, the kasha that is raised by some of the Achrenim against the Ramadesh HaMishneh, how could the Sholim become favor disposed towards one of the Balinim more than to the other? On account of the fact that the Baladim choose. But it's not one Baladim who chooses. It's both Baladim who choose. So how could he become favorably disposed towards one as against the other? So that doesn't present any difficulty at all. Because the both Baladim have to agree. But then one Baladim will be in a position to convince the Shochemish that he will initiate the choice of this Shochemish as a Shochemish.
So he has to write one of his own?
Some Mele wants that the Shochemish will find out that he initiated. He might be later towards one, more than to that.
So suppose
this is how the Rambam explains the halacha that the Baladin cannot decide upon the Shochemish. Because actually, why shouldn't the Baladin be able to decide at all? They are the Baladin. And if they both agree upon someone at the Shochemish, why should there be an objection? So Rashi says the objection is, because if the Baladim themselves decide, so it might be conducive to the embarrassment and the inhibition of the Dayon Malibor. That's Rashi's explanation. The Rambam's explanation is, because if the Baladim themselves decide without consulting the Dayon Malibor, so then the Shomish might become favorably disposed towards one more than to the other. Let's say he'll think that it's the Teveya who really initiated, who manipulated, or the Litva is the one who manipulated. So he might be unconscious, become more favorably disposed toward the Teveya or toward the Litva. That's the other question. Now, the year Shushan, that's the Levush. The Levush, so the Levush Shushan, he gives another reason.
Even though he inherited the Torah from his father,
if I hadn't been a Baal HaMisoyen, so I wouldn't be so impressed with the Levush explanation. But being a Baal HaMisoyen, I'm very much impressed with the Levush explanation, even though I was looking at the Rishenim, I didn't see any one of the Rishenim that he should mention this explanation. The Levush says the reason as to why the halacha is that the Baladim cannot decide who should be Shomish actually, if both of them agree, believe Shomish upon a certain person as a Shomish, so what could be better? Still the halacha is not. We don't ask the litigants, but he only has Dayon in the Nevorim. He said, because if the choice had been left to the Baladim, not to the Dayonim, then you will never be. So one Baladim will be able to stall. And the Torah will take place once he. So it will take months and months until the Torah will take place. But there is one thing that Wish doesn't mention. Nah. And then, even after months, it will not be played. Then the Wish doesn't mention. But this is the explanation given by the Wish. And as I said, as a Baal HaMisoyen, I'm very much impressed with the pshat given by the Wish. All right.
We have to have two.
Now,
he cannot be eight.
But that I mentioned, so from Rashi, I mean the Girse, that the Bach mentions, so it appears, not appears, so Rashi says, the Tishita is that the consent of the Dayonim Nivorim is only necessary for their choice of the Shomish. But the consent of one Nivrer is not necessary for the choice of that one. That's Rashi. And that's one Losh in the Chiddush Aram. But then there is another Losh in the Chiddush Aram that the consent of one Nivrer is necessary for the choice of that one.
What is the communication of Ishmael? So both theories have to be written Lishmoy. What does it mean Lishmoy? Does it mean that
Lishmo in you aloch of Lishmo. In other words, Lishem HaMelech. So Monefsheh, if there had been new aloch of Lishmo, Lishem HaMelech, so that could apply to the extra Sivatol, the Mishnah Tol, the extra Sivatol, over and above the Sivatol that is provided like a...
Now I have it here.
The Russian Admori is the case...
Tafkuf Yudvei, Samin, it's the third column. Tafkuf Yudvei. Kuf Yudvei, in the third column. Ikemandoma, the love dafke, bidaz ayonim kulaumel pligger, that's the paragraph that begins. Bidaz ayonim kulaumel pligger the dimon. Ikemandoma, the love dafke, kishabir in abalid dinim is ashlishi with the dimon. Das.
In Muhammad, at the beginning of Suke, Daftes, Dafu, so he mentions.
Das ashnaim abes dalibori. El afilu kishize beel in dainer. Binon daite kishinibre oecho des adain ashen. When he did all the cholechot veechot, leini yiyam chobidi, v'sheaskimu shneyem, what's the matter of yonikach? So that's one word. The choice of one dayan requires the consent of the dayan of the other litigant. V'ikem andoma, di davke ki shnei habaledin birim es ha-shlishi u debin and da'a shnei arigat. V'shem kisuf et ha-shlishi, im lo yutz ha-shnei not nimei. Avo kishize bir le-yechot, ze bir le-yechot, in tzor da'as ha-shnei. That's the Rashi, that's the Girse in the Rashi, that the Bach mentions. We come here. Not like Rashi.
In his own museum, and then he'll show it every time, so you'll not be behind the Mitzvah. Here, even according to Mandoma, that Mitzvah is Eitzchers Kavon in Kol HaKeriko. Here, there is a special aloha that he has to write his Ratoro exclusively for the purpose now of the mix.
Ze poisel dayon is ze. Ze poisel ge. So you more of the kashi. Kol minei the poisel dayon. How does Rav Meir say? That even, let's say, one litigant chose someone as his diet, so the other litigant can disqualify the diet. So, let's say, the Teveya chose someone as his diet, so the Nitva can disqualify the diet of the Teveya, vice versa. Coach may be possible diet. After all, if he's not the possible, why should, how can the other litigant not? So pass disqualify the dying chosen by a litigant. After all, now, he also has the same schus to choose his litigant.
In the Gemara, if he inherited his
title, in Ahmad, the mayor would be made that he is, let's say, that the mayor chooses someone who is gone here.
Suppose
who is a lamkun? So a mumche. So then the mitzvah cannot disqualify the dying of the teveya. But when does Rav Meir say that the mitzvah can disqualify the dying of the teveya? Vice versa, the teveya the dying of the mitzvah. That's only if, let's say, the teveya chose someone who is not a rosh, but he's not a rosh.
Now.
But he's not alone, he's not gone. So then the Nitva can disqualify him. Say, he cannot be a dying. He's not gone. Hold me, the apostle dying. From Rabbi Yechanan, the Achoy Shebisu Yeshonu, Abu Mukhin Lohi, Homilton Esefe, Rachomim Mukhin, Emesai, Mad Shemini, Naya, Shemini, Mitzu, So then certainly Rav Meir agrees that the other Baldin cannot disqualify him. He says, even if he was not in Mumche, so he has the same din as in Mumche, Mimele the other Baldin cannot disqualify him.
It's not the mitzvah.
Can I qualify?
But Mikhaim the mitzvah is. Mikhaim the mitzvah is.
Now, so again, there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Rav Radovid. Because what does Achoy Shebisoye mean? So according to Rav Radovid, Achoy Shebisoye means, Achoy Shebisoye means, anyone who is not gone. Even if he was not chosen by the Tzibur, he's not recognized by the
Tzibur.
So the Chachamim say that according to the Rabbanon, so if, let's say, one litigant chooses as his diet, as his nivcha, someone who is not allowed, so the other litigant cannot object. He cannot disqualify. Why he'll say, but how can he be the Yadikim? Well, then so is. Well, it will be decided by three. So you want long, right? You choose as your diet someone who is Gomir, and then there'll be Shalish. You'll be Shalish around here. So you have no reason to touch. That's according to Rav Radovid. However, according to the Chiddush HaRam, so in Gemara Tavon it says Achoy Shebisoye, in Gemara it says Yeh Achoy Shebisoye. It doesn't mean anybody who is going on an Amoretz doesn't know anything. It means someone who is going on who was accepted by the Tzibur.
So the Rambam,
he was accepted by the Tzibur, he's accepted by the Tzibur as a Dayan, as a judge. What kind of a judge is he? He's not a real Dayan if he's not normal. He's an arbitrator, he is accepted. He's accepted by the Tzibur as an arbitrator. So he's recognized by the Tzibur as an arbitrator. That's Achoy Shebisoye. So then, so in regard to such a diet, so the Rabbonon say that if, let's say, the Rebbeim chose, let's say, a diet of the Achoy Shebisoye as his Nivrea, so the others, the Nitva, cannot disqualify him. And Ameya says he can disqualify him. He chose, if the Tevea, let's say, or the Nitva, one Baldin, chooses someone who is not Gomir, and is not recognized by the Tzibur, as Achoyes, so then even the Rabbanan agrees that the other Baldin can object. So there's the Machlokes between Rav Radovid and the Rambam.
Is not the kind of Mitzvah altogether. So the Rambam paskens like the Rambam, and the Goyen paskens like Rashi. So the Shittas HaRambam is
from Rashi, it's mashmal like the Rav Radovid.
Because
Rashi says,
he is not the kind of...
Zepis layon shal, zepis layon zeh. Yochlein ma'alu yodin lipon.
Now, so...
Hoekom. So, the Rambam Shittas... Avo imo yukshirim, shim inkrivim, lo yukshirim, avo pishim yish vikonim. The
Rambam says so many words.
So, nasik im umchim.
Avo pishim yichol im shim avi.
Nasik im umchim.
So, the mitzvah lichtiv mishalei.
So, according to the Rabbono.
So, the mitzvah of Tzidas Vatora does not consist of possessing.
So, they are considered like mumchim, and the other Baldin cannot disqualify them.
So,
cannot disqualify. So Rashi says, after Pinchi Yishvichon is it Masma, even though it doesn't mention that the Tzibur was Mikal. So it's Masma from Rashi that he agrees with the Shita of Rav Radovid.
So it's not Mikal. What the shit
is. Tanya Namor,
so the shit is a distinction.
Omur Rameyel, we call him Menu Shepis, or Dayan Shemumchel Rabbi. Eme, we call him Menu Shepis, or Dayan Shemchiu Rabbi Malay.
So he does Shemchiu Rabbi Malay. He acquires this Vatora in his possession.
Tanya Namor. Now, so the question, so according to the Ram, we understand.
It's Mimeo.
So we understand as to why the Chachomim said to Rav Meir, we'll call menu shepeis odayim shimchiu rab malay. But according to Rav Radovid, so even if it's not in chiu rab malay, Chil Rabnali. So the Chachomim say,
so
that he can be chosen, and the other Badin cannot disqualify him. So
now,
why does it say that the Chachomim said to Rav Meir, Loi kol imenu shepeisel dayin shimchil Rabnali? The answer is, two, according to the Ram, so if he's just a Yishev Konis, who the Rabbi does not recognize, so if the Rabbon agree that he can be disqualified by the
Adam,
unless the Adam agrees, so he can be called anybody. But if the Adam Aldin doesn't agree, so he can be disqualified. But Reb Meir, Rav David will agree that Reb Meir who says that one who is not a mumche can be rejected by the other baldin. So not only a one who is not a mumche is not recognized by the rabbi as a dayan, as an arbitrator, can be rejected by the other baldin, according to Reb Meir. Even someone who was appointed by the tzibur to be Achoyim Shevisori, so can also be rejected. So that's why the Chachom said, Lo Yikol Imenu Shevisori, how can you say, that he can be rejected by that side, and you go so far, you Rav Meir, you go so far as to say that he can be rejected even if the one that was chosen by one litigant, so was in Chiyur Rav. How can you say that?
If the mitzvah had come,
tell you now more. Leilom peisel veilech, achi kabel olo, bezden shemumchelera.
But if the mitzvah consists in writing, he wrote,
achi kabel olo, bezden shemumchelera.
That is false. He's not mechuyev to write.
Now.
So, there are, as we say, in a chanam,
the Roshni Rashi is Arab. Actually, Kabul Olof, Bifnei Bezdin Mumch. Bifnei Bezdin Mumch. That's why on the margin he says, Actually, Kabul Olof, Bifnei Bezdin Mumch. Now, Rashi doesn't mention, Actually, Kabul Olof, Bifnei Bezdin Mumch. She Mumch al Rav. So the Rav says that Rashi did not even have the gears, Actually, Kabul Olof, Bifnei Bezdin She Mumch al Rav. But just, Actually, Kabul Olof, Leilom peisil veileich, achi kabel olof, bifnei besten,
mumch. Vilamdo es
nusmeel, bimumchi, meider hat mei.
Vimantia li ashiro azoi, vei eidu in Israel. So the Torah says, vatem kisloche mis ashiro azoi, vilamdo es nusmeel. Simo bifir, mantia li ashiro azoi, leidu in Israel. So it's not just the time. The mitzvah consists of two parts. One mitzvah is one ingredient, one component of the mitzvah is to write the Sefer Torah according to Rashi. To write the Sefer Torah. Or according to Rashi, to acquire the Sefer Torah. So there has to be mice. Then there is another part of the mitzvah. So that means it has to be in his possession all the time. Even the head yet. The Melech, so the Aloch is, he has to be with him, like a Kameya, he has to be on him. But a Hedyeh, there is no Aloch that he has to carry it with him all the time. But he has to have it in his possession all the time. As a matter of fact, the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah, says that Noshim are not mechuyev with this mitzvah. Why shouldn't Noshim be mechuyev with that mitzvah? Why shouldn't, Shefesayu discussed that. Why shouldn't Noshim? No, it's not in the special as man come. But the answer is that the mitzvah of Tzivos HaTorah is tolu on the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. One who is not mechuyev in Talmud Torah, so he's not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Tzivos HaTorah. Inasmuch as noshim are pturim of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as such, they are mechuyev to learn in order to know how to act. But
it's not the Ram, it's the Ramah.
In the mitzvah of Torah as such, regardless whether it's relevant for her behavior or not. So that only a Noshim are Mechuyev, not Noshim. So Memele not Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Tzivos HaTorah. So we see that the mitzvah does not consist just in writing.
The Rosh. But I think that the reasonable pshat in the Rosh is not that there is no chiyuv today to write the Sefer Torah altogether.
So one gersa is achi le'ilom, it will pay so ve'ilech, achi kablen olof nebezd mumch. So that means, so according to that lotion, the Ramah said, it appears that even Rav Meir made it, that if he was mikabel upon himself, someone who is not a mumche, bifnei bez mumche, so then he cannot be chayv.
He has to have ishasto.
So he cannot be chayv. Even if he was mikabel someone like a choyish b'suri, but as long as he was mikabel bifnei bez mumche, so he cannot be chayv. So in other words, so according to Rabbi Meir, he cannot be
chayzer.
He cannot be chayzer.
There are two components
in the case where he was mikabel based on a dying mumche, or even a dying sheni mumche. As long as he was mikabel in the presence of a based mumche. So that's according to this year.
So
that means even though the nivcheh is not a mumche himself, but so the Baldin was mikablehim in the presence of a blessed mumche.
Today,
so then he cannot reject. He cannot reject him anymore. So the Ramah is the kashe.
Not the way
he was. My habit.
But today,
even though it's made Baldin komayre, and it's made Baldin okoma, yochel arus abey.
But there are two components.
So in other words, where he was mikabel abo v'avicho, who are suing with that religion. So the Ramiya says that with Nid Madin, he can be chayzeh.
Suppose, now
the Ramiya says
he had it from his
father. So why does Ramiya say here, now Ramiya holds that the achoy should be suing, so he can be chayzeh. But only if he was mikabel. Are also not psulim, but just they are mohores, they don't know the meaning. And still, Remeya says, when he says nemon molai gimel rei boko, so then he can still be chayzeya, kinu mavim, hosom name kim di kule loik mire klau, psilu medine, av hoche di chale de chud di kom lalaye, di doch mi daitu di kminalei, daitu di kminalei, so me meile, if he was mi kabo dem, bifnei bez mumche, so he cannot be chayzeya, even though it's lufnei bo So that means, Remeya, what is Remeya Shite? Remeya Shite is
get that when one body chooses someone that is going to as a dying, so the other body can reject, can disqualify this dying. But not only that, even if he was Mikabel, let's say that today I was Mikabel, someone as he's dying, someone who is not gone, so he was Mikabel as he's dying, he still can retract, until he'll be Mikabel him in the presence of his best in the Tagmir. The moment, in other words, according to Rav Meir, so if let's say that the Veya, chooses someone as a Dayan, someone who is going to be as a Dayan, so the Nitva can reject this Dayan. But suppose he was Mikabel, so he can be Chazer, he can retract until he is Mikabel in the presence of a Bez Mukh. But the moment he is Mikabel in the presence of a Bez Mukh, he cannot retract. So the Kashi is, but Rav Meir holds that if one is Mikabel, Abu Ravicho, Gimurei Boko, so he can be Chazer. And even if he was Mikabel in the presence of Bez Mukh, he still can be Chazer. He can still be chayzer. And killing Bardin according to everyone, whether according to Rav Meir he can be chayzer, when one was Mikabel, Abu Vavicho, Lachat Bardin, so he's machlikas in Gemara in the next day. But killing Bardin, all the Amoroyim agree that according to Rav Meir he can be chayzer, even though he was Mikabel, b'fnei Bez Mumche. And here the Torah says, Meid Rav Meir aleilu mupeisil vehilech, achikablenu amoroyim b'fnei Bez Mumche. But the moment he's Mikabel, the Eli Gomer, with the best Mumche, so he cannot be Chazer. But the mayor himself says that if one was Mikabel, he can be Chazer all the time, even if he was Mikabel, with the best Mumche. The Mishneh Rameya deals with a case where the Baldin was Mikabel. The Baldin was Mikabel, someone who is really post a Rosh, or a Korah, or Abu Bavir, a Korah. So then he says that he can be Chazer. Certainly, with Neg Mardin, he can be Chazer, Koshuam Doma. So the Meir holds that in Lachat Mardin, he can be Chazer.
He wrote that he
did. In Lachat Mardin, he can be Chazer. And even though he was Mikabel, the Abba Vavicho, in the presence of Mumchi, he still can be Chazer. Mashem came here, who was in Mikabel? He was Mikabel, someone who is not possible. But Roy Gomer is not allowed. So if he was not Mikabel in the presence of the best Mumche of Mumche, so then he still can be Chazer. Why? Because if he was not Mikabel in the presence of best Mumche, he can say, I didn't really mean it. But if he was Mikabel, someone that is not Gomer, in the presence of Mumchim, so he cannot say, I didn't dream of me. I just said it to be Matchim, to get rid of it. Because if he wouldn't say it in the presence of Mumchim, just to be there. So many cannot be Mashiach came, where he was Mikabel, someone who is posel Abu Vavicho, who is posel Al Pidi. So then, even if he was Mikabel in the presence of Bez Mumchin, so then it's a riot that he didn't say it just to be Deich. But he still can be Chazer. It's not binding upon him. But where is Mikabel Achoy Shebisuye? So he's not possible. So he can be Chazer until. Again, he mentioned it before Mumchim, because as long as he didn't mention it before Mumchim, so
It could be that he didn't really mean it when he was Mikabe. He just said it in order to get rid of him, to be Matre.
Not before.
But if he was Mikabe, he'll be Pnei Bezn, So then, it's certainly obvious that he really meant it when he was Mikabe. Bashenkein, where he was Mikabeo, Bifni Mumchi, someone who is possible. So truly he meant it. But he still kept the Chizak anyway, because after all, he was Mikabeo, someone that is possible. Someone that is
possible.
So he said, this is what he said. So. לא תישלח. פוסו מאבו וביחום מיוסל פסיל הסתרופי. ואם משום דיקטון אין אמון אמר להגיעו ראי בוקו, פוסו נא, או, אבל אני כבר שני. So that's all right, לגבי אין אמון אמר להגיעו ראי וביחום. So there is a common, it's possible. So the mayor says that it can be chais all the time.
Only one sivato.
It can be chais all the time. If there was no Kabbalah skinny, so it can be chais all the time. But even though he was Mikabe with the Mumchi, but the Meir also says the same thing in regard to the Monimalai Gimel Reiboko. What does Gimel Reiboko mean? And yet it's a Pratzi. So that's like Achoy Shebisuye. And over there, the Meir also says that he can be chais all the time. So why does the Meir say here, where he was a Mikabe, a Dayan of the Achoy Shebisuye, as his Dayan, if he was Mikabe with the Mumchi, so he can't be chais? ואם משום דקטון אין המונים להגיעו ראי בוקו, הוסם נאמי, כיוון דקולה לו ידמירי כלל, פסילה לו ידינה. אבל הוכה, תחד ולחוד הוא דקוב לו ראי, ואידוך מדי תאוד מסלו. So he gives a teretz, because over there, so if he was becoming Sviyamaratzi, so there is not even one who is coming in the Besdin. So how to deal with this point?
Only once, so
there isn't even one who knows the Dinato. So how to deal with this point? So Manele, if he is Mikabe, so even though he was Mikabe, and we know that he really meant it when he was Mikabe, for example, he said it before Mumchim, so it's a
higher,
but he really meant it, so Manele still can be chaser, because who was he Mikabe? He was Mikabe three Amiratzim, so three Amiratzim had one Gomia. So I'll put it in this part. But she ain't can hear what is Mikhail the one. So there will be at least in the Bereshit. One who is coming here, then it's not considered a spot. But if he said it, if he was Mikhail, obviously there's a Mumchi. So then we say he didn't mean it. So that means there was no Kabbalah. There was never a Kabbalah at the very outset. But she ain't can if he was Mikhail. The dying should be of the Achoy should be Surya. Bifnei Mumchim, so then it's a raya that he wasn't Mikabel just to be Deich, the other body, but he really meant it. So Mimeiri cannot be Chayt. That's what he says. And then he says, Visu, the Achoy should be Surya, Vadai Tvei Gmira Miroye Bokho. And then he says, Vikolshkun Lirove Deoma, ראי שאומרו איך עוד ראי בין דאקו ואיך עוד ראי בין מגסו וכולם אסטיסט בפסולי כמייה ויהוסום הוא ליוח למדע משום לקובל לקובל לפוסל אבל אוכל לו בקוז אחוי שבסולי ענת לומדים בו זה ענת שם רצים לייק דה ראי בוק So in other words, so the second tarot in the Ramai is that if he wanted to be Mikabe, someone who is a real Amoretz, so then he's also possible. So Rameya will say that he can be Chayzeir even after he was Mikabel him with Nebez Nuch. Mashenkin Achoy Shebisuye is not a real Amoretz. He's not a London, he's not Gomir. So Mimele, since he's not an Amoretz, but he's just not Gomir, and there will be at least one Gomir in the Bezdin, so Mimele is not considered as a possible. He's not considered as a possible. All right, I mean, we are... We'll have to discuss that in connection with the Mishnah, Gimel Reiboko, I mean, what's the distinction between
someone who is a full amores, I mean a rebokor, I mean it doesn't mean rebokor, one can be a shepherd, I mean, and be a good ador, I mean, almost Hanavi was also a shepherd. So rebokor means, because the mitzias was, at the time, I mean the rebokor was full amores, not because there is any chisom in being a rebokor. So in other words, so the Rambam distinguishes between a full amoretz, he's possible.
Apparently,
and someone who is not an amoretz, but he's not allowed in
either.
So possibly is not. As long as there is one who is a full amoretz, so then the other two, even though the other two are not real on him, but they're not amoratzim either. So that's so. That's what he's. We'll discuss it in connection with the next mission. And then he says, so then he's possible as a gasan with Ramono. Because Rebbe Melako means a professional Rebbe who lets his cattle, I mean, graze in the fields of others. So he's a mazik, so he's considered as a gasan with Ramono, he's possible as Rebbe Melako. So he's a Roshe, I mean, Rebbe Medako, so he's Lemaile when reading, the Gemara says in Agri Zohar. So he's certainly a possible. So that's why Rebbe says that he can be Chazer, even though he was Mikabel. Because since he was Mikabel, someone was possible, so Mimele, he can always be Chazer. Masheike, when he was Mikabel, Dayim Shebisulye, Shebachoy Shebisulye, he's not possible. So, as long as he didn't mention it before Mumchim, so the Mayor says that he can be Chazer. Why can't he be Chazer? Because he can say that he didn't really mean it. He only said it. Litchez Be'al. But if he said he didn't mention it before Mumchim, so then it's a Raya that he didn't say it just Litchez Be'al.
I'm sorry, I intended
to give another share, so we'll have a much longer share tomorrow, so we'll be able to finish the Simen Sabbath that I want to discuss about the Mones of Anako, so I postponed it until after Simen Sabbath, and then we'll be able to start tomorrow. Now, the Rambam says not that Achikabulov implies that even the mayor agrees that once he was Mikabel, a Adayin Shebachoy Shebisoye Bifnei Mumchim, So he cannot be chizer anymore. But the ground here is Mashmachi Kavlolo before the best mumche leram.
So he only has to write once.
Who high here say, Hoche Perushim, Achi Kavlolo, mumche leram before the best.
Af, the be'af.
So he calls it right here say, Nabi,
the Lord.
That according to the mayor, so he can be chizer, and until he is mikabel someone who is gomir. So the question is, according to the Rav Girse, and it means Achi Kabulov. The Rav says that the Pshat is Achi Kabulov. Mumche LeRav Bifnei Beis Din. So the question is, Monefshech, if he was Mikabel, a Mumche, so why does it have to be Achi Kabulov? He made a Rameya be Mumche, Lomeli Achi Kabulov, Balkoch, and Amelim, what's it possible?
Misavres, so the Rama says, Misavres hai achikabel. Al hai di boi mifsele kamre. Loi achikabel olo baldine. Mumchele rabbi bne bezden kamrino.
Now we see that there is.
Di kobel olo I baldine. Mumche. Loi moce. Iuli mifsele.
That every Jew is mechuyev to every Torah. Another
meaning
is that
he never says, "Ve Rashi kore achikabul of bezn mumchel rabbi." We kirse mustav. So that's the Rashi's kirse. Now the Rashi's kirse is achikabul of bezn mumchel rabbi. So now it's according to Rashi's kirse. So in other words, if he was mikabel. If so the mayor holds that if he was mikabel,
not this
then he was mikabel someone who is not a mumche, let's say a choy shebisoye, then he can always be chayzer in the same way as he can be chayzer when he's mikabel abu avicho.
Why?
Because according to the mayor, so a choy shebisoye is like someone that is possible. And we got someone who is possible, so he can be chayzeir. He became chayzeir all the time.
There wouldn't be
even if he was mikabel b'fnei shlishi. But
a special
chiyuv. So,